You know how sometimes you stumble across a website and it just, well, it just grabs you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's what we're diving into today. You sent us this article, Six Web Design Trends That Will Wow Your Users by Jim Clannan. And our job is basically to pull out the key stuff.
Get right to the good bits.
Exactly. So you can instantly get what's, shaping the modern web. Forget scrolling through tons of articles. We're giving you the concentrated info right here. So our mission, explore these six trends highlighted in the piece and figure out how they make websites more engaging, more visually powerful. Let's kick things off with the first one the article calls Bigger is Better.
Right, bigger is better. And right off the bat, it's aiming for impact. Think about those sites where you land and bam, full screen image. Or maybe a slow-moving video background.
Yeah, very little text, maybe just a few big words.
Exactly. And beyond just looking grand, this trend taps into how we're drawn to big visuals. It sort of mirrors that immersive feeling you get from movies or like really good photography. It also makes smart use of all the screen space we have now, doesn't it? Less clutter, more focus right at the start. And crucially, it's designed to be responsive.
So it looks good on your phone too.
Yeah, that big, impressive visual just scales down smoothly. Super important.
It's true. You land on the page and you're in it. It shifts the focus, like you said, from reading tons of text to just experiencing something visual first. Now, the article moves pretty smoothly to the second trend, and this is one you've almost certainly seen. Parallax. This is just so we're all clear. This is where the background scrolls at a different speed from the foreground, right? As you scroll down or move your mouse.
Precisely. Creates that illusion of depth.
Yeah.
And the article points out, interestingly, that often the best use is subtle. Just that slight difference in speed adds this really sophisticated layering effect.
Okay, subtle.
But what's also interesting is when it's used more, well, deliberately, to create a big wow factor. And that wow isn't just like visual novelty, it plays with how we see depth and movement. It can make scrolling feel less like a chore and more like you're exploring something.
Guide your eye a bit. And the article gives a really strong example, the Life of Pi website. Apparently, they really went all in with parallax effects as you scroll. The main image kind of floats up, reveals stuff underneath, text and images pop in and out.
That sense of depth,
And even animated bits triggered by scrolling. Sounds like they used the technique to make the website itself feel like part of the story. What really strikes you about an example like that?
Well, what's fascinating is how they took scrolling something so basic, we do it all the time online, and turned it into this dynamic visual narrative. It's not just making it look cool, it's using that interaction to unfold the content in this really engaging, maybe even surprising way. It makes you think, how can we take these familiar web interactions and just reimagine them?
Make them more captivating.
Exactly. The Life of Pi example really shows the potential when parallax is like thoughtfully woven in.
It's like scrolling becomes part of the storytelling itself.
Okay, cool.
Moving on, third trend, scrolling animation. This feels kind of like a natural step from parallax, doesn't it?
It does,
The article notes that thanks to newer tech like HTML5 and CSS3, designers have way more control now, right? They can trigger animations directly based on your scrolling.
Absolutely. And connecting that to the bigger picture, these tools have really opened things up for creating more dynamic, more interactive web experiences. Scrolling animation can be used in so many ways, maybe visually walking you through product features as you scroll, or telling a story piece by piece. The potential for interactive storytelling is pretty big here.
And this is a key point the article makes. There's that risk, isn't there, of going overboard,
Oh, definitely.
making it feel gimmicky. It's a fine line, right, between creating a fun and exciting experience and just being annoying.
That's a really crucial thought. The effectiveness, it really boils down to purpose. Is this animation actually helping you understand or enjoy the content?
Or is it just flashy?
Exactly. Animation for animation's sake. So if you're thinking about using this, you got to ask, what specific value does this add for the user? If it doesn't have a clear purpose, it's probably going to detract, not enhance.
I totally agree. Sometimes less is definitely more. Okay, now trend number four. This one I find really interesting. Borders defied. Web design has been so much about grids and clean rectangles for
That
ages.
standard structure,
This trend seems to be pushing against that, going for more fluidity, less constraint.
That's a great way to put it. The grid system, it's been fundamental, right? Provides order, readability. Borders Defied is about intentionally stepping outside those strict lines.
For creativity.
Yeah, for more visual creativity, more dynamism. The article talks about using the whole space, images bleeding off the edges, using diagonal lines to break up the rectangles.
Okay.
Even letting elements kind of extend past the visible page edges. The idea is to make it feel less rigid, more expansive.
It sounds like it could lead to some really unique, memorable designs.
Yeah.
And here's an interesting link. The article says a website using Borders Defied will often also uses scrolling animation effectively.
Right.
So they're not totally separate ideas. They can work together.
Exactly. These trends aren't usually mutually exclusive. You can combine them, layer them, create richer designs. The fact that a Borders Defied site might also use scrolling animation just shows designers are using multiple tricks together for a specific impact.
A more integrated approach.
Yeah, suggests a move towards more holistic design strategies, definitely.
Okay, let's shift slightly. Fifth trend, split screen. The name's pretty obvious, but what are the key points the article highlights?
Well, the basic idea, obviously, is showing two different things side by side at the same time.
Right.
Could be two different ideas, maybe two products you're comparing, or just contrasting visuals. The article also notes it pairs well with that bigger is better idea we talked about.
Ah, so big images or videos on each side.
Yeah, you might see large, impactful images or those slow video backgrounds on each half of the split. It's a way to create instant balance or maybe a deliberate contrast right when you hit the page.
It's almost like presenting two choices immediately, like path A or path B.
Exactly. It can be super direct, really efficient if you have two main things you want to highlight equally.
Yeah.
From a user perspective, it kind of forces a decision point or invites you to explore two related but separate things.
Gotcha. Okay. And finally, the sixth trend, block grids. Now, where Borders Defied was about breaking the grid, this sounds like. Embracing it,
yeah.
But maybe more flexibly.
That's a good way to look at the difference, yeah. Block grids are basically a structured way to show lots of content items. Think products in a store or links to different site sections.
Okay.
The article stresses using strong visuals, images, bold colors for the block backgrounds. Makes it look appealing and organized. But the key is flexibility. Well, these grids can be super regular, like a table, or they can be more fluid. The size and arrangement of the blocks can change based on your screen size or even how zoomed in you are.
Ah, so it's a grid, but it adapts. And importantly, the article mentions they're great for responsive design because the blocks can just stack neatly on smaller screens like phones. That makes total sense for keeping things consistent everywhere.
Absolutely. Responsive isn't optional anymore, right? It's essential.
Mm.
Block grids give you a structure that naturally adapts, which makes them really practical, especially for sites with lots of content to show off, like e-commerce or new sites.
Makes sense. So we've covered all six. Bigger is better, parallax, scrolling animation, Borders Defied, split screen, and block grids. The article wraps up by suggesting these trends are really for companies wanting to engage people, tell a story.
Right.
But maybe not for absolutely every website. It comes down to your specific goals and audience needs, doesn't it?
Exactly. What works for one brand might be totally wrong for another. The trick is understanding the why behind each trend, then using them strategically, you know? So it fits your goals and connects with your users.
Making smart choices, not just chasing trends.
Precisely.
The article also mentions that the author, Jim Clannon, co-founded Double Dome, an Atlanta web design company, and gives their contact info newsletter sign up.
Right, the usual plugs.
Yeah, but like we said, our focus here was really just digging into these design trends themselves.
Indeed. And the core of the article gives some valuable insights into current web design thinking, how designers are using visuals and interaction to make things more immersive, more engaging for, well, for you, the user.
So as you're browsing around from now on, maybe keep an eye out for these. Which ones grab you? Have you had that wow moment from good parallax or found scrolling animations genuinely helpful? Think about how these choices affect your experience online.
Yeah, and thinking bigger picture. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? As these visual trends keep evolving, how will they keep changing how we interact with info, with brands online?
What's next?
Right. What's the next really innovative leap? Something that builds on these or maybe throws them out completely for something even more jaw-dropping.
That's a great thought to leave things on. This deep dive gave us a snapshot of web design now, but yeah, it's always changing. So stay curious. Keep looking closely at the sites you visit. You might just spot the future. Until our next deep dive.